Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Dr. Edna Brecht. And before that, we want to mention that she is going to be giving a program for Healthy You this Thursday so you can get better acquainted with her. And that Healthy You is going to be at Conference Room 2 at the Cass County Memorial Hospital, Thursday the 22nd at noon. And the bonus is you get a free yummy box lunch while you're visiting to Dr. Brecht. And they do like to have a registration because they want to make sure there's enough lunches. And the number is 243-7479-7479. So I understand that the title of this program is Tummy Troubles. And so that's what you're going to be talking about, Dr. Brecht. Can you give us just a little clue of what you're going to be talking about?
It's going to be a very broad overview of different parts of digestive problems, including nutrition, what to do when there's diarrhea, home remedies, and when to go see your physician if you're still having problems after that.
Okay. Yeah, because sometimes it's sort of a question, you know, should I wait? Should I go to see my physician? Whatever. So you're going to help us out with that. And I'm guessing you'll have a little time for questions.
Absolutely, probably a lot of time for questions.
Well, that's good because people will have specific questions. So, Dr. Brecht, we want to find out about your background, you know, kind of where did you grow up and what were your first schoolings? Kind of lead us through that.
I grew up in Indiana. I'm a Hoosier born and raised. I did undergrad at Indiana University in Bloomington. I got two bachelor's and a master's before going to medical school out in Des Moines, Iowa. Never intended to leave Indiana, but while I was at school, I did meet my husband, who is a Des Moines native. And so when I was looking for jobs after training, we focused more on the Iowa side of things. And so I found this job opportunity. It allows me to practice full spectrum family practice. I deliver babies. I see all walks of life, preventative medicine, sick medicine. It's really my dream job.
Well, that's wonderful, and we are so happy that you're in Atlantic and serving people in Cass County and the surrounding area. So I want to go back a little bit. Now, let's talk a little bit about those degrees that you got, because I'm not sure you started out to be a doctor.
I actually always wanted to be a doctor. My mother was a physician, and I thought that's just what little girls did when they grow up. But when I went to Indiana University and said, I want to be a biology major, I'm going to be a doctor, my advisor at the time said, you and everybody else. I had previously done a high school program, study abroad program in France, and so I had a lot of French credits lying around. So I was actually a French major for my first degree with a pre-med background for my minors.
That's an interesting combination. Do you find much use for French now?
I can say things like Cri de Chat and Guillain-Barré, some of the French ailments, pretty fluently.
So it does come in handy once in a while. And do you still do anything personally related to French? I mean, do you ever read in French or anything that just you want to keep in touch with that?
I do have some of my books from my degree that I really enjoyed. I honestly haven't looked at them in quite a while.
Probably part of that is because you're working on some other kinds of things, like studying to be a physician. And you mentioned biology was your other major?
Correct. My second degree was a Bachelor's of Science in Biology.
And then you moved on to what was next?
I did a Master's of Biology in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay. Did you do any research with that class, that major?
I actually have never done, I haven't done clinical research. I've been a part of some of the data crunching, and I've been a part of other people's research studies, but I've never done research myself. That's not where my interest lies necessarily. I really like the human aspect of medicine more.
Let's step away from the medicine part of your life for a minute. What are some of your hobbies and interests outside of your professional field?
I really enjoy science fiction, movies, books, comic books, that sort of thing. I costume. My mother was a really good seamstress, and so I've made my own costumes for Halloween and things like that. And my husband and I actually met doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which is a self-defense martial art. So when I can find the time, I do like to do that as well.
You have some pets?
We have two dogs, two cats, and a rat right now.
Okay, that last one, some people are going, oh, I don't know about that. But I understand that it can be quite friendly.
They can be. This one's not super friendly, but it's a great residency pet. They generally live for a year or two. They don't care if I come home late from work. When I was in residency, of course, my husband was still out in Des Moines, so there would be days, weeks where I did not have a lot of time to put into a companion animal. So rats are actually really great residency.
And you could probably go home and talk to your rat and tell him all your problems, and he wouldn't care.
Right.
So that's another advantage with that kind of pet, but very interesting. Tell me a little bit more about jiu-jitsu. I probably didn't even say that right.
Oh, you did. Jiu-jitsu. It is a martial art. It's based in self-defense. I like to call it wrestling. So the idea is that you take a person down to the ground, you get a dominant position on them, and then you can finish it with an arm break or a choke. Of course, we tap out long before any of that happens, and I give as good as I get. So it's a very friendly, fun sport to be a part of.
Okay. Interesting that you called it a sport. I guess I don't think of it in that direction, but that's when you get together with others and practice and so on, it becomes sporting.
Yes, it's a really good camaraderie. Like I said, I met my husband at a jiu-jitsu class. So, yeah, there's a great group of guys and gals that come out and do that. I understand that there is actually very good brown belt or black belt jiu-jitsu player here in town. So my husband and I are trying to find time to get in touch with him.
You bet. And that's part of learning about the community. You have so much to learn right now about the hospital and the community. I'm guessing that there are some things that has to come first.
I'm still working on unpacking. I'm still working on finding my way around Atlantic and things like that. So, yeah, I've been busy.
Okay. Well, we hope that people will be very helpful. And, you know, go on that Atlantic Iowa website. You can find out a ton of stuff there. You probably have already done that. In terms of your medical practice, are there some favorite areas? I mean, I know you work with people of all ages and all kinds of things, but are there some areas that you just say, this is one of my high point interests?
I love delivering babies. Pregnant ladies are usually very healthy and very happy, and it's just a blessing to be a part of that experience, bringing new life into the world. So I'm very thankful to be involved in delivering babies. I love kids in the office. They're very honest and energetic, and I really enjoy that aspect as well. I'm a DO, osteopathic physician, so I do enjoy manipulation when that's appropriate as well. And I really just enjoy getting to know patients and being a part of their lives.
Okay. So we know that people will want to get acquainted with you. And again, we want to remind people that they can come and hear you and ask some questions and so on. And that is this Thursday, the 22nd, at Conference Room 2, Cass County Memorial Hospital. And please call for registration, 243-7479. That's 243-7479. Because when you come to Conference Room 2, you will get a free box lunch to go along with hearing about your possible tummy troubles and what to do about those. I guess it's sort of coincidental that people are going to get to eat, and at the same time we're hearing about digestion.
Yeah, it's something that in medical school and residency, we talked a lot about that sort of stuff over the lunch hours. It may not be for everybody, but we'll try to keep it clean.
Yeah, not too many things to get us upset. Well, we want to thank you, first of all, for visiting with us, Dr. Beck, and also for coming to Atlantic, and we will look forward to getting to know you better. Until next time, here's a thought. Smile in the mirror. Do that every morning, and you'll start to see a big difference in your life.